this Bashar al-Assad guy come to power in Syria? Was he a warring warlord a la Genghis Khan? Did he invade from a neighboring nation? Was there a hostile takeover? Was there a coup d'etat? No, quite the opposite. Actually, he succeeded his father, who was the prior ruler of Syria. So why is the United States, why is our government then conducting affairs against this Bashar al-Assad guy? And why are we in cahoots with and in league with known terrorists? People who, by definition, proclaim themselves to be terrorists, proclaim themselves to be jihadis, proclaim themselves to be slayers of infidel. Meaning, if Assad is toppled and we get our way, toppling another government, and a new one is instituted, run by these Muslim madmen, what's going to happen to the Christian populations in Syria? They gone. They gone. G-O-N, gone. The coalition said the shootdown took place, quote, in accordance with rules of engagement and in collective self-defense of coalition partnered forces, close quote. This sounds like there might be a war going on in Syria and that we might be involved in it. But wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. We're not in war in Syria, are we? Let's read more, shall we? Quote, the coalition's mission is to defeat ISIS in Iraq and Syria. The coalition does not seek to fight Syrian regime, Russian or pro-regime forces partnered with them, but will not hesitate to defend coalition or partner forces from any threat. Close quote. So in other words, you got your good Muslims and you got your bad Muslims. You remember in the Wizard of Oz question came up, are you a good witch or are you a bad witch? Remember that? We now ask the question, are you a good terrorist or are you a bad terrorist? And if you're a good terrorist, well, hey, the water's warm. Come on in. We love you guys. How much more sick and twisted can our lust for war and for believing that we control the affairs and have some kind of right to control the affairs of the rest of the planet, how much worse can it possibly get? 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. A U.S. defense official told Fox News that the Super Hornet that shot down the Syrian jet was based on board the USS George H.W. Bush, which is currently operating in the Mediterranean Sea. The official did not say which weapon was used to shoot down the Syrian plane. Oh, I hope. Please, plane better shoot her down, or please. I hope it was made by Raytheon. Because, you know, stock owners of Raytheon have only gained like 17,000% in stock price since our never-ending wars in the Middle East got escalated. They're due for a raise. U.S. forces tangled earlier this month with Syria allied aircraft. By the way, when you hear the term U.S. forces tangled, doesn't that imply... It almost sounds like it's a WWF or WWE wrestling match, doesn't it? U.S. forces tangled. What is this, Blackjack Mulligan versus Ric Flair? What is it? I'm not up on contemporary wrestlers. Who's a contemporary wrestler? The Undertaker, right? What is this? The Undertaker versus insert other wrestler here? Incident took place in southern Syria near a base where the U.S.-led coalition was training Syrian rebels fighting the Islamic State group. Isn't that nice? Training Syrian rebels. In other words, Syrian Confederates. What? You think they listen to Hank Williams Jr. while they're training?